What we're dealing with here, littering air, is a complete lack of respect for the law.
And smoke in the reef.
Called the dust pop.
We live in a society of laws.
Dust pop?
Yeah. No, it's not real.
This thing of weed.
Takes one shot a weekend of training to get that bag.
Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome back to the Police Academy podcast. This is another letter from an officer. This female officer is sharing her thoughts and feelings on the way things are going right now in our society and the relationship it has with our police officers today. Now, I know I've done a few of these recently. I want to get through them all because we are the voice of American law enforcement officers at this point. They do not have a voice outside of alternative forms of media like this one here on the podcast and on YouTube. If you're listening, we do air all of these shows now on YouTube as well. And if you're a member, you will get this today, November 10th, when it is recorded. If you're not, then you'll get it later. I'm actually going to release this a little bit earlier than our normal schedule, just because it is a shorter episode. And then the next one that I have is 10 pages long. And I'm not doing that one today because I've already been in the studio so long that I don't think I would survive the entire letter, even though it is extremely well written and hits on a bunch of huge issues that are this officer's dead on. And again, talking about the next one, it's 10 pages long, a great letter, and I want to do it justice. And I'm afraid that my brain cannot do it justice today. So I'm going to do this shorter letter today because I think I can cognitively get through the entire thing, and we'll get that next one, the big one, to you next. So there's that. If you are not a member, you can go check out our membership options over at patreon.com. We have a few of our first 50 Police Academy podcast tumblers left. Once they're gone, they will be no more, as well as our t-shirt giveaway from thebadgelife.com. They sponsor the show as well. If you want to check their stuff out, go to thebadgelife.com, promo code Police Academy, and you'll get a free patch and free shipping along with whatever amazing apparel you choose to order. Okay, then let's jump into this. This is a letter again from a female police officer, sharing her thoughts. Quote, "Do you know what the most dangerous cat in the world is? Most would suspect a lion, cheetah, or tiger. But no, it's a house cat. A fucking house cat. House cats kill for fun. They kill for the chase. It serves as no survival benefit to a house cat. But lions, cheetahs, and tigers kill solely for survival and still are portrayed as some of the most dangerous animals in the world. Strange comparison, but us in law enforcement are not fucking house cats. From the general population of law enforcement officers working during this time, we are asking why. Why are we the only career that gets merged into a group when one fucks up? Is it because the doctors who kill people by medical mistakes don't carry a gun and wear a badge? But still you go in for that surgery you need without a thought. What about the teachers and priests who are sexually abusing children and they still attend year after year? No badge, no gun, no problem. Because we will handle it and protect your family from the other staples in society that are put on a respectable platform from doing it again. We want to know how wearing this uniform and this badge makes all cops racist, when statistically and factually this is by no means the case. We want to know why the blatant discrimination against cops is ignored. We want to know why we have to get our vehicles registered to our departments, our driver's licenses registered to our departments, park our vehicles off grounds due to fear of civilians finding out who we are, what we drive, where we live, just to protect our lives and our families. The hypervigilance cops have, and have always had, is now fear for many. Across the nation, it's been advertised that people will make fake calls or make traffic violations to kill us on purpose. Is that the fear minorities live in? The job 99% of us take pride in, we have to hide for the safety of our well-being and those around us. The 99.9% that take that pride in wearing a badge do not think what happened to George Floyd was justified, but rather that it was tragic. We as law enforcement do not support that man, nor do we call him our brother. He is a damn house cat. How can we stand together when the majority of the world has turned their backs on us? We want to know, what do you want from us? Because we can't do it all, but we'll try, because it's our duty. End quote. Like I said, short and sweet, straight to the point, though. What do you want from us? I think our society is struggling with that question. Some say they know what they want. And if they get their druthers, the rest of us in society will be in huge trouble. Unfortunately. For example, for those who want to defund the police, the people that they purport to be protecting, minorities, blacks and browns, etc., in our country, are going to be hurt the most. And they are already. Right? These are the people who live in the highest crime areas and need police officers to protect them. So what is it that our society wants? And we'll get into that in the next letter. The officer who writes the 10-page that we'll hit next jumps into some of the deeper details, or a lot of the big topics that go into this conversation, and provides some background research and stuff as well. So statistical research. So there, that will be an interesting conversation there. But what do you want from us? A lot of police officers asking that question right now. And I don't have an answer, because our society seems to not really know. And now that we have potentially a new president coming in that's undecided at this exact moment in time, November 10th, 2020, if Joe Biden becomes president and Kamala, I believe is the correct pronunciation, don't want to be labeled as racist for saying that wrong, because we all know that's a common household name. With those two in office, this question is going to get more pressing, I think, because they are certainly complicit in perpetrating the false narrative about police officers that this officer, the ones before, and the one coming up are talking about. Joe Biden's famous for, or well, to many, well known for saying stupid things like, well, someone's running at an unarmed person is running at a police officer with a knife, right? Brain explodes already. And then he continues, why can't the officer shoot them in the leg? We should train them to shoot them in the leg. That's complicit with this narrative that the police, when they use deadly force, they are overstepping their bounds, simply because they could have possibly done something else. They could have taken out a kneecap, shooting from the hip, right? In that split second, they could have, magically escaped the situation without being stabbed to death. Right. But it ignores the reality of policing and the standard by which police officers are judged when it comes to using deadly force. So again, we'll get deeper into that one in the next conversation. So stay tuned for that. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button and the alert button so you know when new stuff comes out. But of course, the podcast is the bread and butter. That's where most, the vast majority of our audience is, tens of thousands of listeners there. So go check us out on any major podcast player you can find, Police Academy Podcast. Please share it. And of course, if you want to support not only this show, but give police officers a voice, right? That is what we're doing right now, especially in this pressing time. then go over to Patreon, Patreon.com, an organization that is actually on the other side of this fight. They are certainly complicit as well, but we're kind of stuck with them for the time being. Go to Patreon, check out Police Academy Podcast, and you can support what we're doing here and vicariously police officers across the entire country in the world, right? Because we are their voice right now. They can't say these things out loud. That's why these officers are writing in to me saying, hey, I want to share what I'm feeling, what my coworkers are saying. I can't say this out loud. I'd lose my job. I'd get my ass in hot water. So please speak up for us. And that's what we're doing here. And if you want to support that, check us out, patreon.com. Again, our tumblers are almost gone. This bad boy, this is our OG Police Academy Podcast First 50 Tumblr. And then we've also got a t-shirt giveaway that's about to close. So the next few members that sign up will be included. And then after that, you'll be out of luck, at least for this particular giveaway. So go check that out. Okay. I will see all of you next time. Thank you. Well, you'll see me. I can't see you. It's the unfortunate aspect of this medium. I'll see y'all next time. You'll see me all next time. As always, do good, be strong, stay free.